radio akwaaba bia si eye
Yeah, don't forget the S-way. S-way. Yeah, my wife. Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. It's exactly 9:01 p.m. Today is Saturday, the 21st of December 2024, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are going to Christmas. So if you are here, those of you who are watching us on Facebook and those who are watching us from across the globe, a big shout out to you. And like we always do, and as a routine, a big shout out to all those who've been watching us from Australia, Ima and your team, Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane. A big shout out to all of you. Another big shout out to all those who be watching us, Kuba, all the way from South Africa, those from Commander Officer Seal France, Confident Brazil, we've been watching us from Canada, USA, UK. A big shout out to every single one who've been watching us across the globe. The year has been busy year for all of us, but you guys have hung around with us for the every Saturday you've been here. Kwasi Freddy is not in the city here with us today because we are not talking about politics. We are talking about Africa today. we're having a break, right? So Kwasi is not in the studio here today. And also, Kobe is in the studio here, but Kobe is not coming in camera today. I've got some wonderful guests in the studio here with me that we are going to have some wonderful discussion as well. A big shout out to the leadership of the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Those in Auckland, a big shout out to you. A big shout out to those who've been watching from Hamilton, the Hamilton crew, Rotorua crew, a big shout out to you. Those who've been watching out from Kojo and your team from Whangarei, Wellington, Christchurch, Osei and the team, a big shout out to all of you. And at the moment you are listening to MOG Ankara to who's leading us to a time of worship, and very soon I'm going to go into the studio here, and we're going to have some wonderful conversation and wonderful discussion around something that is very relevant and very important to the continent of Africa, and also not only Africa but New Zealand as a whole, and every single person that we would like you to be aware of. And also and as we do this, and we will not forget our sponsors for this program, the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. A big shout out to every single person out in that space. I know before I go on, 1st of January 2025, we want to start the year in a grand style, all right? So the Ghana Association of New Zealand is organizing our annual New Year party. First of January, the hall closes at 12 midnight, all right? So time to celebrate, time to have a wonderful time, time to eat not just eat, but eat African food, right? Eat some African food and have fun, dance to African music, and let's prepare ourselves for the year 2025, because nobody knows what is going to come in 2025. So let's begin by celebrating the year 2025, and every Ghanaian and every African is invited. And also the Ghana Association is using that also as an opportunity to launch a fundraising program. The fundraising program is a program that is aimed at building boreholes for 4 communities in Africa. There are many communities in Ghana that have issues with potable water, right? So the fundraising event is to be able to raise a minimum of $10,000 to build boreholes for these 4 communities. And when we show you, on that day, we're going to show you videos of community and where these people in the community fetch water from. Some areas actually, you know, they share the water, the river water, with the animals, and sometimes the color of the water, they have to fetch the water, looks very brownish. They fetch the water, they have to put it down for the dust to settle before they start using them. And we feel like those of us in the diaspora, we are always complaining about how things are so bad back home. You know, it's good to complain, but it's not good enough just to complain. There are things that we can do to make a difference. And we cannot change the whole story, we cannot change the whole dynamics, but there's something that we can do in our little ways that we can do to support our community. So what the Ghana community is doing is that, yes, we've complained enough. How can we partner the government in able to address some of these challenges? And I think one of the main challenges that we are going to focus on this time is water. So we are going to build boreholes for 4 communities in Ghana. They are mostly in the northern part of Ghana. And if you know the history of Ghana, you notice that the northern part of Ghana are the most deprived communities, the poorest among the poor, right? So we would like to make a difference. We would like to be able to support. So on that day, when we are coming, yes, we are coming to eat, we are coming to drink, we are coming to celebrate, but also come with your pocket open. Okay, we are coming with your pocket open, and also with our bank account, because we want to be able to give a little, right? We say a little drop of water makes a mighty ocean. So the little that you give will go a long way. You know, and somebody was saying, oh, what can $10,000 do? You know, when you convert 10,000 New Zealand dollars into Ghana City, it's huge. Okay, so what it is telling us is that the little effort that we make in New Zealand, it goes a long way to impact a lot of families. And these communities, they got children, you know, they have to walk miles to go and fetch water before they go to school in the morning. Those of us who live home, who migrated here, we know the story, right? They walk miles to go fetch water before they go to school in the morning. By the time they get to school, they are so tired. You know, the women and the men, they have to go before they go to work. They have to go, and it affects productivity. Not only that, you know, the research or evidence from World Health Organization that millions of people around the globe are affected by waterborne diseases, cholera. You know, one I met a doctor in New Zealand who recently went to Ghana a couple of years ago, and she was telling me that the first time she heard about cholera, but she never seen anything like it because she's lived her life in New Zealand. She studied in New Zealand, so she had to go to Africa to do the rural medicine, right? So she went to Ghana, and then she saw people coming in, vomiting, diarrhea, and she couldn't get her head around. So then they said it was cholera. So the first time she heard cholera, and cholera is basically people drinking unclean water, right, with germs and bacteria in them as well. And she was very surprised. You know, so I think those of us in New Zealand, we can make a huge difference. So those of you who are online, please join us on that day. And then whether you come or not, we if you cannot make it, that's fine. We need your money. All right? We need your money. We need your money. So this is Radio Accra 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with a funding from the Ministry of Africa. Kuba, thank you very much for joining us all the way from South Africa, Cape Town. It's been amazing for you to be joining us every Saturday that we come here. You're joining us all the way from South Africa. Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm going to go to the studio here, and I've got some wonderful guests here. And you know what? I've known them, and we've been having a chat. And I think the last time we had I'm not sure whether it was Miss Africa or a fashion show or something like that. They came to the other side when we used to be in United, and then we're gonna have another last year. I think did we do Miss Africa? No, we did Miss Africa in the studio, but somebody else came. Right, so I've got them in a studio. What we are going to talk about today is Mr. and Miss Africa, or Miss or Miss Africa. It's been going on for every year. It's an opportunity, right, for Africa to showcase, right, the beauty of everything else, right. And it's been going on for every year. And I was there last year. It was beautiful to see the young people, young men, confidently, proudly displaying Africa. Not just Africa, but our culture and the clothes, the dance, the music, the style, and everything that was going on. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And it's an opportunity for us to be able to come back again 2025 to do it, but not the same, but to do it bigger. Yeah, it's going to be bigger, right? So it's going to be better and bigger, because we grow every year. We grow every year, big and better, right? Big and better. So I've got my wonderful guest in the studio here with me. So let me go to the studio. I've got let me start with Tina. Tina, everybody know Tina, right? So Tina, when you are talking to people and you mention about Tina, and then Tina's like, I know Tina. Tina is everywhere. When you go on social media, she's there. If you go everywhere else, she's there. If you go on everywhere you go, every African event, Tina is there. Tina is more like, let me find a name for her. Tina is more of an ambassador to the whole continent, right? She's lived her life promoting culture, right? The beauty of it. And she's everywhere else. And Tina is in the city here with me. Tina, welcome.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn on your mic.
Too excited.
Yeah, too excited. Yes. So I got Tina in the studio here. And then, and not only Tina, but I got some wonderful guests. So I'm going to get them to introduce themselves. We'll come back again. Then they'll tell us a little bit more about themselves, who they are, and then we'll go from there. Tina, you got people watching you, listening to you. So the lines in the studio are 09-815-8100. And those of you on Facebook, if you want to join the conversation, post your comment, and then we're going to be able to read your comment to Tina and the team. They will be able to answer you. So Tina, are you able to just tell us a little bit more about yourself, those who are watching you?
Yes. First of all, a massive jumbo, and also a big, big thank you to Uncle Hojo for just his beautiful work. My name is Ernestina Pukuya Bonzumaro, proud Ghanaian, African, and Cook Island. So I'm half caste. But, you know, when you're from the heart of Africa, you're from the heart of Africa. Blessed to be here with my sisters. You know, we're on this vaka that God has blessed us with to bring together Mr. and Miss Africa 2025. A little bit about myself. My heart is with our people, so I'll keep it real nice and short because I want my sisters to enjoy their time to speak as well. My background is for the people. My background is, you know, in storytelling, but also community work. So where I come into this is I've just been blessed with, I would say, the fruits of our ancestors to bring this back to life. So there's founding fathers who have brought this, you know, Miss and Mr. Africa platform to life from the very beginning. And I think it's just this blessing that we're going to be that vessel, that vibe, that afro, that smile, that teeth, that hair. We're going to bring all of that. You know, Africa is beautiful. And, you know, in New Zealand, Uncle Hojo, you've been around it.
Mm.
We need a platform every year, every day, every week of the time to just let them and remind them that they are here and they are represented as well. Mm. So I feel like this is just a blessing, Uncle Joe. Mm-hmm. Your platform is a blessing, you know.
Mm.
It's the start of the journey of Miss and Mr. Africa, and we're bringing it out to the community. So I got heaps to chat, but that's my introduction. I'm a big love to our people all around the world that are tuning in to Uncle Joe's platform of Planet FM, but also Kwaba radio station. And yes, I'm going to pass the mic.
Yes, yeah. So so Belinda has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much, Belinda, for joining us. It's a joy to see you join us. Belinda is also another lovely leader in the community who is so passionate about Africa culture, design, and the ability to be able to display what we represent. I think I would like to pick up a bit more on what Tina mentioned about we need an opportunity, a platform to display, right? Because it's very. I was talking to one of the kid in our community, and then the mom was complaining, right, that when the kid go out they feel like alone and others. And I mentioned to the mom, there are a lot of African events across the country.
Yes.
That sometimes it's good for us to take these children. Why? The benefit of taking our children to some of these platforms is that for them to understand that they are part of a bigger community, because whenever they go out there and they are in the schools, or they always feel that they are minority. They feel like they are small among a bigger group. But when you give them the opportunity to be able to see, they go to African Day, they go to the Miss Africa, they go to all this lovely independence celebration of the Zimbabwe community, Ghanaian community, the Congolese community, Ethiopian community. What it tells these young ones is that, hey, you know, yes, I might be alone, but hey, I'm part of a bigger community.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. And there's a beauty in that. So for us as Africans, that is what it's about. Mm-hmm. Let's tell our young ones that, hey, you know, they are part of a bigger community. And we need to promote that. And not just go there and just have fun, but we teach them our culture, our music, our dance. Because most of them may not go back to Africa, but they can live here and experience Africa. And yes, we are going to bring it here to them. All right? So, yeah, let's say our wonderful sister here. A little bit of introduction about her. She's lovely. She's brought Africa into the studio. Right? She's brought Africa into the studio here with us. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Good evening, everyone. And thank you so much for tuning in to Planet FM today to listen to us, Africans. We are proudly, proudly Africans. I'm Susie, all the way from South Africa, but as you know, Africa is just a continent with 54 countries, and today, I'm here to represent Africa.
Yes,
we Africans, we do exist in New Zealand.
Yep.
We need to put ourselves in the map. We need to stop hiding in the corners, because the kids, they feel like they're not represented, because we as adults, we don't show them that, you know what, we are Africans, and we do exist in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Look at us, the colors, the food, the beauty. Like, you know, we've got the vibe.
Yeah.
So let's bring the kids along.
Yeah.
Adults, bring the kids. Let's have fun. Let's represent us Africans. I'm no longer South African. I am
an African. Yes.
And Africa, it's me.
Yes. Yeah. That's beautiful. And I've got a wonderful sister here with us. Are you able to introduce yourself with us? Yeah.
Greetings, everyone. I must say warm Pacific greetings to all those who are tuning in today. Thanks for the opportunity to have us here. Again, I'll just reiterate what the sisters have said. I may not have a blood or a drop of Africa in me, but I am African because I grew up around these two.
Yeah.
She's African.
So I'm technically African myself.
Yeah.
My name is Flora. I am of many hats, but we're going to keep it there because this is about the African people, and we're going to make sure we stay serving. No, yeah, I keep slaying.
Yeah, and being African is contagious.
Yeah,
yeah. The vibe, the spirit, the energy, you know, it's beautiful. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. You know, and I think we need. Tina and your team, we need your energy in the city here all the time. Yes, yeah, we need that energy in the city here with us. Yeah. So those of you who are watching us, you may be watching 104.6 FM in Auckland and www.planetaudio.org.nz, or you can be watching us on Facebook. Once you join us on Facebook, just let us know where you are joining us from, and we are going to shout out to you. We know Kuba has joined us from all the way from Cape Town in South Africa. So just let us know where you're joining us from, and we will be able to shout out to you. Okay, yeah. So now the story for today is Mr. and Miss Africa. We know it's going to happen, but maybe those of you who don't know much about Mr. or Miss Africa, Tina, are you able to just give us a little bit about the background of Mr. or Miss Africa? Where did they start from?
Yes.
What is the vision behind it, the passion behind it, and what are you trying to achieve with Mr. or Miss Africa?
Yeah. I love it. First of all, like, the energy in here is contagious. I love it. You know, the heart of Miss and Mr. Africa New Zealand, it started in 2012. In the heart of Auckland, by Frank Amar and his team. So I have to, you know, give recognition to where it started, and, you know, the roots of it, why it was started. It was started to elevate the face of the representation, the lack of representation that we have in our community for our African people. However, flashback 10 years later, we are now in 2024. Last year, 2023, we did have the pageant, and it's all about elevation, Uncle Cordial. You know, we've been in New Zealand, our African community and our people, for nearly over 60 years in terms of migration. We're talking about like 1950s, 60s. That's when the Africans actually came to New Zealand. So I want to go back to the heart of how this is all coming into play. So people, I just want our community to understand that they are worthy to have a platform.
Yeah.
That's the heart of Mr. and Mr. Africa New Zealand, is you are worthy of being great. You are worthy of seeing your representation in there, whether it's in parliament, in education, in sports, in radio, in media, in youth. As Susie and Flora have mentioned, representation is everything, because I feel like there's not too much of it when we see our faces. We come into the shop, we see our people, but we don't really see our people in those positions. We don't see the shopkeeper being a African. We don't see the CEO of this place being a African. So when I say, yes, the founding fathers have planted the seed, but it's up to us to carry the legacy of where Africans will be 20 years from now. So, Uncle Cordial, the heart of Miss and Mr. Africa New Zealand is having a platform to see our elevation, representation, the excellence of our people exceed. You know, it's not just a one-hit wonder. Woohoo! Africa to the world. Come and dance and play the drums and let's dance. We really want to see that representation flow, you know, in positions, in areas. We don't want to see other on the box. You see where? Contagious, the energy. So we want to create an energy where we have influential Africans that have their empowerment to be strong in their voice, to be fruitful in their voice, but also to not be scared. I feel like that's another thing that the heart of Miss and Mr. Africa was created, was to, you know, bring that energy back to the people and make it known to our community that we are here to stay. And like Flora and Susie have mentioned, we are Africans, you know, we are Africans. And I think I feel spiritually our people are so powerful, but when it comes to taking ownership of that power and progressing that ownership into many aspects and areas of the community, we kind of lack that. We're a bit too scared to say, I want to take, you know, I can actually be that person. I can actually be, you know, name me someone that will say, I can be the first African prime minister. That's the energy that I want to see within our youth and our community, because you are an African Kiwi. The heart of Mr. Africa, to be completely honest with you, is a platform for our people, whether they're young, older, or mature, to look at how we can utilize this platform to grow the excellence of our youth. That's literally what Mr. Africa is all about. Taking them from local to international in every and any aspect that they have, whether it's in sports, education, politics, community, you know, fashion. We want to take it to that next level and say, you can do it. Because you know what? That effort came from ancestors thousands of years ago. And what power can you do with it? So that's the energy, Uncle Kojo.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. And I think, Tina, I think you mentioned that... Yes, one of the program during the African Day, we went to one of the event, and we were mentioning that, yes, the beauty of the music, the dancing, the drama, every the club is good to create the awareness of us, but we need to go beyond that.
Yes,
right, and say, yes, we got attention, we got the beauty, we got everything, but let's create a platform whereby our people will be influenced here, that when it comes to decision making, we are on the table.
We are on the table.
Yes, and that's what I was Red last time. We had a conversation with Red last time, and it was beautiful when in the last local election there were so many Africans on the ballot because we have come to the plate, and Red was so close to getting in, right? So because the beauty of it is that we want to be sure that we don't want to we want to move that other from the ballot. Right, so we want to because sometime recently somebody came here and they wanted to know how many Africans are in New Zealand, how many Ghanaians, and then we went to on the census, and then they were saying there were about 200 Ghanaians. I was like, I know way more than 200 Ghanaians in New Zealand. In Auckland alone, I know way more than that. So whatever data that has got on the statistics New Zealand website is completely wrong, because I can sit down and write more than 200 Ghanaians I know, because because everybody's under one the other. Right, but we want to move beyond that. We want our voices to be heard. And Red mentioned this the last time. He said, you know, when it comes to the politician, when they see that they are making the decision, the only thing that matters to them is the numbers.
Yes,
right. That once they know that we are represented, our voices are being heard. There are many of us. They can see us. They can hear us. They can feel us. Then only they bring us to the table. Mm-hmm. So I like where the conversation have started from, and it's beautiful. So let me go to our wonderful sister here from Arden, from South Africa. As part of the conversation, what is your role in so far the last couple of years in Mr. or Miss Africa, and what role have you played in that?
Whew, I'm done.
Yes.
I really don't know where to start.
Honestly,
like, you know, anything to do with Africans, elevating them, educating them, and taking them from that corner, putting them there, say, you know what? If you sit there, we won't be in the map. So you need to come with me. So we build the map, because at the moment, like, everyone, you can see everyone in the map, but Africa's like 3% of it.
Yeah.
But we aren't 3%. A lot of Africans. Again, Africans is not just the black Africans. No, we've got so many. We've got colors. We've got white. Like, we can name it. We're all Africans. And now, like she mentioned, it's been over like 60 years like 60 years of Africans being in New Zealand. There's a lot of Kiwi Africans, and they don't even consider themselves as Africans because they haven't been represented.
They don't
even know the culture. So my role is to, hey, I am your sister, and I can take you with me.
Yeah.
Let's be proud, and being proud is to showcase of who we are. We can be Kiwis, but at the end of the day, we are Africans. That blood needs to be shown, not by just wearing this African and looking beautiful and all that, because yes, that's the light. Where we go, we get stopped, taking photos and do that because they love what they see. But they need to love what we can deliver to the table.
So that's
what I'm like, okay, here is Susan, I am the African queen. I am the African.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every African, wherever you are a queen, you are a king. We've got different shapes and sizes, we've got different colors and all that, but at the end of the day, we can all say, I have a say, I have a voice as an African. A child has a voice as an African child. Like grandmother, mom, like everyone has a voice. But the young ones, they don't have that, that say, like, okay, at school, as an African, like, I've got so many Arab classmates that are not even African, so it means I don't exist. Yes, you do exist, African child. So what I'm doing is say, okay, go to the school, get that African child and say, hey, you are the queen of Africa in New Zealand.
Yes.
You are the king of Africa in New Zealand. And let's build that together. I will put you to the map and we're all going to drive together. And by doing this is to create this community called Mr. and Miss Africa.
Yes.
To take them and build their self-esteem and confidence and take them to the next level, because we're not looking back, we're going forward.
Amen.
We're all about forward.
Yes.
We're not looking back.
Yes. That's good.
Beautiful sister.
Ubuntu, ngabantu.
Yes.
We need to take that culture and put it to the table.
Yes. You. Let's acknowledge some wonderful guests who have joined us on Facebook. We got Frank Opong Dankwa has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining us. JD Popop, I'm not sure who the person is, but she joined us. JD joined us on Facebook. Let me see. Okay, so I'm going to read some comment here. And Derek Osei Adam has joined us on Facebook. Dice T. Ahu Greening has joined us on Facebook. Efe has joined us on Facebook. So let me read some comment here. So JD said, we love you, Tina, and what you do for Africa and all of us in New Zealand. Some more comment. Derek says, love this conversation. We need to be represented in all areas, not just entertainment. Yes. God bless you, ladies. Yes, and JD said, yes, Africans are contagious and yes, influential. Yeah, and this one says, yes, you can do it. There's somebody saying, I need to put your mic down because they want to see your beautiful face. Okay. Yes, yeah.
Wait.
Yes, yeah.
We got to see.
Hey. I think that's beautiful. Okay. That's beautiful.
You know what? I don't know why we're so shy, because when we enter the room, we exist.
Yes.
There's nothing much. We already present ourselves.
Yes.
We need to open that, like, our mouth and speak.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yes.
African child, stand up.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Nice together.
Yes. Yeah, that's beautiful. Flora. Flora has got the energy now, right? Yes, Flora. Yes, so Miss Africa.
Contagious.
Very contagious.
A bit very contagious.
Yes, yeah. I would like to say, every time I drive around South Auckland and maybe in the West, and when I see our Pacific brothers and sisters, everywhere they see you, hey, yo, what's up, bro? And I say, oh, yo, bro. So anywhere you see them, you get that vibe, right? And sometimes when you're walking around the street and you hear somebody playing music from somebody's house, and so, somebody playing Kwame Eugene's music, and that is the culture we vibe together. So, Flora, what is your role in Miss and Miss Africa? What role do you play in this?
Well, first of all, I do want to shout out to everyone that's tuned in. Thank you for commenting, and thank you for the shout outs, for the love and the blessings, guys. We hear you, we see you, and we're here to make a move. We're here to stay. And as a Pacific person or entrepreneur, I love being on this platform because I have been through the process, etc.
Yes.
And I love being in the environment where everyone is uplifted. And as always, Tina always comes through for me, and of course I have to give it back to her. You know, we're
Yes.
My role in this pageant is a head chaperone, so I will be leading the contestants. So that's any of our males and females who have already done their registration and emailed through. So if you're tuning in right now, yes, I am speaking to you.
Yes, yeah.
If you're tuning in and you're wanting, you're wondering, you're curious, you're like intrigued, but have no clue of what to do, please do email through to the Miss Africa email address that is on the Facebook, it's on Instagram. All the details are there. You just need to email us and we will give you that registration form. That is all you got to do. Say, come on.
Yes, love it.
It is from the ages of 18 to 30, so please do not hesitate, okay? Like, we accept all of you. All shapes, all sizes, all features, everything about you, okay? Mm-hmm. No one is perfect. No one can stay a size 8. No one can stay a size 18 or a size 28. You matter. I matter. So we're going to make sure that 2025 Mr. and Miss Africa is here to stay, and we're going to keep elevating as we go. So be sure to come back and join the 2025 platform, because we've got workshops ready for you. We've got all events ready for you. And you're not going to just join a pageant. Yeah, you're not going to join a pageant. You're not going to join just a pageant. You're going to have the networking system that will build you up.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid, don't be scared, or if you are, please do not hesitate. So comment through or email through, or you can even private message our all our social media handles, find out your details, etc., or what we need, etc., and then we will go from there. Hey, like Susie said, we're contagious, so who knows?
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Proper training. Everyone is getting, will get you a proper training. So there's no like, oh, I'm scared, I can't walk, or I don't know how to speak. My brother, my sister, not my brother, my sister, the king.
Yes.
You are covered. We'll got you.
We'll train
you. We'll do everything with you. We're in this together. The reason we're doing this is not just for fun. We're trying to put the Africa in the map. The 3% they're talking about, it's up. You know, that word that I won't even mention, because we are more than 3%. So we need to show them that, you know what, we do exist. And you at home sitting in that beautiful couch.
Leave that couch
alone. There's something nice out there that you can make a difference to our community. The minute you stand up out of that couch and say, you know what, I am African.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm black, green, yellow, but I am African. You make a change.
Yes.
That's the difference. The minute you accept who you are and you say, yes, I am African and I need to make a difference to the child I saw in the street, the child I saw in the school, the child that looked lost because he or she feels alone, you are making the difference.
Yep.
Yeah.
So help us to help you and help the ones that they can't.
That's beautiful. That's very beautiful. Yeah, and also going back to Mr. and Miss Africa 2024.
Yes.
Time flies, eh? Okay, yes. So today is Florence's birthday, right?
Why?
Florence was part of it last year. Yes, sir. So today is her birthday, and a big shout out to Florence. So Florence, this year also you are invited to play role as well, right? Today is Florence's birthday. So Tina, let's go to 2025 Mr. and Miss Africa specifically. What is the date and venue, and what are the programs for 2025?
Yes, so Uncle Joe, the date is set for the 3rd of May 2025.
Yeah.
And we also got a pre-event that we want to do in February. TBC on the date, because we want to make sure that our contestants are our priority. So once they are fully confirmed, then we can actually confirm our pre-pageant event. But the set date for our main event is the 3rd of May 2025. Reason being that we want to put it in May is the energy. We want to start the year off with a bang. And when we say, the sister said, Africa is here to stay. We have to start at the very beginning. The energy has to be real contagious. So that is the backbone of why we're wanting to bring the pageant very early. But also you mentioned the programs and what is inside of what this platform is all about. So we got little snippets from Flora, little snippets from our sister here, Susie. But the program is literally the heart of it. How are we elevating our contestants to be where they are from here, their connection to Africa here, and where they're going to be 2-3 months after they take that stage? So one is connection, connectivity to where you're from, whether you're from the northern side, the eastern side, the southern side, the western side, the central side of Africa. We have got a continent full of countries. So this is a call out. Whether you are a male between the ages of 18 to 30, come through, connect with your culture, connect with your people, to our females as well. If you're wanting to know how to become the person that you want to be, that's the program, Uncle Cordial. It's literally elevating our people to see where they can take themselves in terms of their career, pathway, experience, connections to being an entrepreneur, you know, connections to being a better and creative person in terms of what they're passionate about. So in a simple set of sections in terms of what are we doing in terms of elements is connection, culture, finding ways throughout your workshops to find that confidence, but also find the belief and your spiritual belief. In the African culture, as mentioned by Susie, Ubuntu is one thing, you know, the spirit, but also faith is a big thing as well. So whether our contestants are connected to their faith or not, at least we can show them a little bit of the heart of where you come from and that ancestral root. Connection. So African Film Festival, we already have platforms here in our African community, just like yourself, Uncle Cordial. The reason why we came is, one, you're African. Two, you already got a platform. You're kinging in your own platform. So it's connecting with what is already established in our community. And how can, one, a coffee, two, AC, I just saw the sign, ARCA, I think it's ARCCA. That they're here, but also ethnic communities, how can they support the contestants in terms of their journey? So, for example, Uncle, I'm going to keep it nice and simple. One person comes through. They've got a goal to make it in the world, to be an entrepreneur, businesswoman, businessman, be an educator, be the best physician, or be, you know, a dancer or performer. How are we going to do that? We're going to navigate the steps in order for them to get that. But first, we need to connect them with their roots. Connect them to their ancestral roots. Who's your nana? Who's your papa? What's the link, you know? Who are you connected to? Once they connect the dots, that's how they can navigate to become the king or queen of the African platform. So whether they win or lose, Uncle Cordial, they're already kinging and queening. That's the heart of it all. And the elements of these workshops, or what the girls will be doing with these contestants, is just a testament to what God has already planted prior to when they're coming on the stage. Can I get an amen?
Amen to that. And the beauty of, I think last year, one of the events that we went, I think you mentioned that yes, these girls are coming in, these girls and boys are coming in, and they are, you brought people who are so shy.
Yes.
And then transform them into be able to walk into a city whereby you got hundreds of people out there walking in front of them, showing off not just their beauty, but their culture, their confidence. And that is what the benefit of it is, getting someone who doesn't want to, who's scared of standing in front of 10 people to become someone who can walk in front of hundreds of people and show off what they have and display the values, right? And then the culture and their representation. So so those who are coming, those who are going to be part of it, the beauty of it is that there's an opportunity to be trained. Like Flora said, you're going to be training, you're going to be supporting to be able to give you the confidence. So yes, after Mr. and Miss Africa is a period event, but there are a lot that you learn that goes a long way to help you in your journey of life, right? And I think that's the beauty of it. And I think it helps give you a platform whereby you can go out there and say, you know what, I was part of this. Yes. I learned this. Mm-hmm. And when I go into my workplace, I can use what I've learned. And the skills that you're going to learn from being a representative is more, is transferable, right?
Yes.
It's not just only for that. You can take it to your workplace, you can take it to your schools,
you
and whatever that is. Yeah.
And, you know, in terms of credibility, I love that you brought that up. Is, again, it's not a skill that they're just going to be coming in front of, you know, a massive, large audience or even in front of their families. They can actually take this and put it on their CV, you know, put it as experience. So, you know, this is an exciting time. This is the next generation that we're looking at. So I can go on and on about the excellence that we want to bring, but I'm going to let the people and let the contestants bring out these stories.
Yeah. And the beauty of it is we've got Osei, I've joined from Christchurch. Thank you very much for joining us, Osei. And I think I saw your, guess who popped on the screen? Was your uncle popped on the screen? Bright. Beer came on the screen.
That's
beautiful. So let me come to see. Yes. So Tina had mentioned the process, right, of registration and so Susan, would you be able to add a little bit more to what those who are going to sign up to be the contestant, what are some of the benefit? Are you going to help them with clothing so they have to find their own clothes? Or somebody could say, oh, I want to do it, but I don't have any clothes to showcase what I've got. But is there any support around that, or you show them where to find them? Yeah.
Yes, so we do have support, like part of the sponsorship. I'm looking for sponsors, and some of my sponsors are business owners. Some of them, they're designers. Some few designers on lining up already saying, hey, Susie, whatever you do with you to support you. So I've got evening gowns ready for you, queens. To walk in them, showcase yourself.
Yes.
And the kings as well. I've got a designer who's all about this, like Jay's suits. Yeah. So we've got, like, even if you don't have that funds to find yourself in buying, like, your own evening gown, your own suit, we'll get you covered. We can do this for you. And I've got some designers as well, which when you're starting up doing the trainings, because we're going to do like a lot of photo shoot for you with you guys, so you can get a feel of how it is. So I've got some designers already that we just go to their shops and pick up a few designs. Maybe it depends on the shoot where we can go. We go to like a yard or whatsoever you do, like, you know, like it's like a fun day. So we can also get you covered as well in those aspects. And the sponsorship, like, so walking, yes, you are walking to be a king and queen, but there will be people there that will be looking at you at the same time, which you have an opportunity to be scouted, to be part of their business. Like the business that I'm running as well, we're more like hiring on the model side, because we just need to see your confidence. So even if you don't have 1,000 degrees, but when you see the confidence, when you're walking on in the stage and the way you speak or the way you look at people, we're like, you know what? Sold.
Yep.
So that's what we need. So you honestly, you can get scouted from business owners there and become one. Like, you don't even have to finish school to start working. You can go to school and start earning your own money at the same time. Those are the people that will be there to watch you and support you.
That's beautiful. Yes. So JQ, Justice Kwanza, JQ, will join us on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining us, JQ. JQ is in Brisbane. Thank you very much. He's always here with us. And he used to be one of the hosts of this program many, many, many years ago.
Wow.
And then he moved to Australia. So JQ, thank you very much for joining us. Gifty Anki, thank you very much, Gifty Anki, for joining us on Facebook. I've mentioned about Efe. Thank you very much for joining us also on Facebook. So now let's go to Flora. So let's say in terms of I want to come for the event, or we have those who would like to be maybe sponsorship, or those who want to be sponsors, who want to contribute or play a role in that. What is it in there for them? What is the process of somebody saying that, okay, I want to sponsor this program? How do they go about it?
Cool. In terms of sponsorships, and if you're wanting to just be part of the event, we will be also looking into volunteering as well. So I'll go one by one.
Get your pens and papers out, guys.
Yeah. So in terms of sponsorships, please feel free or do email through our Miss Africa NZ email address. It's, again, on all our social media handles. All details, what's required, and all of those are on there. We do have packages or, let's just say, bronze, silver, and gold. Let's just put it that way, the most easiest, simplest Love explanation. So we will have those packages where it allows you to have that decision and that, you know, time to decide whether you want to be a gold sponsor. So obviously your face, your brand, your logo will be blasted anywhere, everywhere, and everything, anything. And then, of course, there's also the silver, and then there is the bronze as well. So, yes, if you are tuning in right now, whether you're from across the ocean in Australia or in Africa, back in Samoa, I don't know, wherever you're tuning in from, America, Hawaii, wherever, and you're wanting to sponsor, there is a thing called bank account online.
Yes. Okay.
So, yes, so please do email through our Miss Africa NZ email address. It's on our social media. And then just, yeah, find out details. You get your time frame to decide. As Tina mentioned earlier, our pre-pageant is in February. More details to be released as well. Mm. And then, as Susie said as well, you know, like, you don't necessarily have to give money. But we want them. You can sponsor by gowns, by like swimwear, or like by simply saying, look, I want to give 50% money, 50% garments and stuff, like contributing to your goodie bags, etc. By all means, come through.
Yeah.
In terms of voluntary work, we will be looking for volunteers to come through and help us. We have a core team of around 15 people, so that's all the people that are working on the BTS, so behind the scenes. Mm. So, and that is from Tina right through to our graphics team, our event manager, our secretary. So I do want to shout out to these 15 people because without them, Mr. and Miss Africa would not be here without me.
Yes, yeah, yes.
And then in terms of entering and stuff, like when, where the pageant will be held, etc., if you follow us on all our social media, that is Facebook and Instagram, you should know the details, okay? You got to press that notification button, like say that.
Yeah.
Like get all. Please do so. Or if you haven't followed us yet, you know, jump online now on your social medias, Facebook and Instagram, and follow us or add us and stuff as well. And then that way you can also be carried along and you can join us, you know. Who knows? It might be a live stream on the night of the final
it will. It's going to be.
Event. So
it's going to be worldwide.
Please do join us. Because who knows, it might be your great-grandniece that's going to be walking that platform. And yes, to the kings and queens that are already inquiring, have already confirmed or yet to be confirmed or still deciding because they're unsure of where the world is going to take them, do not hesitate. This is a platform for you. We hear about the Miss New Zealand, the Miss Auckland, the Miss Aotearoa, this and that, all the Pacific pageants, but we do not hear about the Miss and Mr. Africa. So this is a platform for you to find your purpose, to find who you are, you know, like to root back to your genealogy, like, you know, where your ancestors are from. You know, I have read somewhere that, you know, the history of our black people, our African people, wherever you are from, matters. And I stand for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're here creating this platform and this environment for you to come through, to be part of, to learn, to experience. You can come just for the experience. You can come to win it. Make sure you're eager enough to snatch that crown, girl.
Don't hesitate. And walk down the stage. You are a winner.
Yeah.
Because these are
crown,
all the things
it's
that
a
we
bonus.
Can, yeah, we can do. I do have a quote that I actually wanted to say because after listening to Tina and Susie, for our stories are nothing without storytellers.
Yes.
So that is me as a Pacific woman.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to tell you, females and males of Africa, please come through. Don't hesitate because you won't have your gown on time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hesitate because you won't have the support system. No, you have a whole village behind you. And even if that means it's me, my family,
we got
boy,
you.
Girl, come through. Yeah. Come through. Mm-hmm. You will be trained. You will have everything ready. And you will be ready and prepared by the time you walk the final night.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hesitate that you can only walk in jandals or in bare feet. We will teach you how to walk in high heels and stilettos or however you want to walk. By the end of it, you'll find your confidence and stuff. Your self-esteem will be obviously elevated. And that's what we're here for, is to build an empire where we, when we leave and when we step down, you can step in and take over for the next 10, maybe 100 generations of Africans. So please do not hesitate. Follow us on all our social medias. TikTok is yet to come. So y'all better get your
ready
because Susie here will be taking over.
Yes,
I'm
going
to do the posting.
To Australia. So we're coming to Australia as well to do the same thing. We connect with the African community in Australia to have Mr. and Miss Africa that size so that they can be able to, we can at least send our Kiwi Africans to Australia, like, you know, that communication, like, you know, make them travel overseas and, like, you know, just like build a relationship.
And I think Justice in Brisbane, he's asking, oh, I'm late, what is happening? Okay, I'm going to tell you what's happening. You're late because I got Tina, I got Susie, I got Flora in the studio here with me, and they are talking about Mr. and Miss Africa, right? They are Mr. and Miss Africa. They're talking about so many things about Mr. and Miss Africa. And JQ, he is a DJ in Australia. He played for big shows and stuff. So he, so JQ, you know, they're going to come to Australia, and so that's what happened here. Mr. and Miss Africa in the city, right? So that's what's happened. If you don't mind, you can just buy a ticket and just fly across on that day. Join us as we celebrate this wonderful and beauty of this continent. So Tina, if those who like to come for that day, will there be a ticket?
Yes, there will be tickets. But before we get to the tickets, we got to make sure the information is confirmed solidly for you to come. Either get your VIP ticket or GA ticket. We are confirming details in terms of the main event. So the pre-event is definitely in February, but we're getting our solid date because we want to make sure that it's not just a pre-event where people are coming in and just like enjoy. We want to make sure that the whole community is aware. So we're reaching out to Africans not only in Auckland but also outside of Auckland, whether you're in Rotorua, whether you're in Tauranga, Wellington. This is an open invitation to all Africans in New Zealand. So in order for that to make it happen, we got to make sure that the solid information is accurate.
Yes.
And on that note as well, Uncle Kojo, I have to say to our candidates that are outside of Auckland, please come through. Please come through. This is not just for Auckland as well. We want to see our beauty of our males and females shine. So if that sounds like you, please come along. In terms of confirmation for the event, tickets will be coming out soon, and you can put your pre-order through. So if you're really excited right now, all you got to do is email us or flick us a message through Instagram and Facebook and say, I want VIP, I want GA. Whenever it's ready, I am there. Our team will put your details down. So when the tickets are ready on our website, so I got to just say, we are in the process of creating a brand new website where it's easier for people that want to buy tickets or come through and get tickets so that it's not just the old school way of going through Eventbrite. You can come through our own platform. This is the beginnings of when I say we're going to have our own platforms and our own things where we're not really looking at other people to give us the resources. We can look within ourselves to create that and manifest that, but also have it. So to answer your question, tickets, put your name down in Uncle's comment section or go directly to our pages of Instagram and Facebook and just put your name and your details. The tickets will come through. Or our event manager, Lee Akili, will get in touch with you as well. Easy, simple, effective. We're ready for you. I'm ready for you, Africa.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Those who don't have access to social media,
Oh, yes.
We got you covered.
Yeah, okay, yes, yeah. Yes. The old school people, yeah.
You're going to knock at your door and say, can I get to see you? Hello.
And Isabella has joined us. And Isabella has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much, Isabella. So don't forget to buy your ticket. When the time comes, Isabella, I'm going to send you the link. Yes, buy your ticket. Because you come. Isabella was there last year. Belinda was there last year. So I'm sure they're going to be there. They're going to be there next year. Yes, yeah. And I think maybe. Maybe Isabella? Kobe is here, and also Michael. Michael and Kobe. I think they are in charge of the logistics of the Ghana New Year party. Maybe you should get in touch with them. Yes. See if they can give you an opportunity to set up a little table or store out there, and to be able to have a little bit of a little promotion in there. So just talk to Kobe or talk to Michael. I'll give you Michael's details, and you can talk to him. That for New Year party. You're going to have a lot of Ghanaians and some Africans coming in there to have a huge celebration and an opportunity to be able to also to let them know what is coming up in the year as well. Yes, so just have Kobe and Michael, that is your job. So Tina will be contacting you. Yes. Okay, yeah. Hi, Isabella. Thank you very much for joining us on Facebook. And so I would like to take your last words, right, Tina? Mm-hmm. Your last words.
Final words is... This is Africa. You know, we are Africa. This is a family platform as well. Mm. And I also want to invite families to understand that please don't look at the mainstream of how pageants are run. Mm. This platform is purely on the basics and also the traditions of Africans. Mm-hmm. So when our prizes do come out, it's in terms of connections to their careers, their platforms. Mm-hmm. My final words is support us. Mm-hmm. Support us, because I think the credibility of pageants that have been happening in Aotearoa or across the world has been different. Yes. But I really want to push this message to our community that this is a platform for our young ones to be ignited and to be celebrated. So without your voice, without your actions, without your prayers, without your blessings, the platform won't go anywhere. So when we're holistically coming onto this platform of Angu Kojo Show, he's another vessel that's connected to making this ignite. Mm. So please pray for us. Be a part of us. If you want to volunteer or if you want to just send us, you know, I'm always open to advice to strengthening things around our African culture. You know, we might have a Congolese uncle, a Ghanaian uncle or Zimbabwe uncle that's saying, hey, you know, I would like to strengthen this part around our community. Mm. We're open to that. It's just finding an alliance for you to kind of put it into the system so that it's purely 100% African. And I love you all. Thank you so much, Uncle Kojo.
Thank you. Yeah, so McLean has joined us. McLean, you've joined us from Tipoki or somewhere around Turanga.
Oh, wow.
You know, Mr. and Miss Africa, in May, you need to book your ticket, get accommodation. You're coming all the way from Turanga to Auckland to stay for the weekend and enjoy Mr. and Miss Africa. So, hello, McLean, thank you very much. Bring your whole family.
Bring your whole family.
Okay, Susie. Your last words.
Thank you so much to Planet FM for giving us this beautiful opportunity to come here and share what we are looking forward to our African community, because we really, really need the help from you others at home. Let those kids live a life. Mm-hmm. Let them try what they've never tried before. We are the sisters. We're here to support them, to guide them, so they can do it. Yes. Thank you so much for watching today. And I know you are watching there. You can be one of these contestants. Mm.